Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Get ready for a double load of Queen of Hearts. It's me, Jujubee, and I return to guide sexy singles through some raunchy blind dates. Cameras off, voice only. Launching during Pride, Queen of Hearts takes Miami by storm with daters Cuppy from Tampa Bay's Just Chaz and Brittany Brave, to name a few. Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome back to part two of Reunion Part 3, Vanderpump Rules. A lot of numbers, okay? That's a lot to remember, but it's a long one. And what you know life. What? This is, as everybody says, the cliche, this is our Super Bowl. Guys, it's our Super Bowl.
Super old. Yeah.
There we are. Welcome back to Watch What Crappens. Thanks for being here, everybody. WatchWhatCrappens.com. Links to our live shows this week, San Diego. Next week, bunch of other shows ending in June. Go to WatchWhatCrappens.com. Also, hi to YouTube. We're on YouTube now. If you want our free recaps on YouTube, those are available a week after they are posted on Patreon. So go get them. Our bonus episodes are also Patreon. We covered Below Deck Sailing this week. Next week, the Bravo schedule changes quite a bit, so we will be bringing that back to the regular feed, as well as a lot of, just Real Housewives of Orange County started tonight. That's looking hopeful. A lot of good stuff happening in our worlds, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for being here. We love you guys.
Yeah. So, where we left off, Raquel has just left the set in the middle of lots of vitriol, and she goes off the set of this reunion. She just wants some water. That's all she wants. This plant just needs to be watered. She needs some water. She is now officially cursed for the rest of her life with the ghost of Charlotte, and it's a lot to process.
She goes to get some water and then trips. And she's like, oh my God, that dog is always at my So she walks off, and Vanderpump is telling everyone, listen, she did well. I don't think anyone realizes how intimidating this is. And Ariana's like, she can go. We don't need her here. We don't need her. I'll tell you what we do need. AAA batteries that last longer than a day, which is why I'm here for Energizer batteries. I can do this all night long, literally.
Unlike the Energizer Bunny, Tom's lies will run out. His lies can't keep going and going because the truth will come out. Ariana, for Energizer.
I'm proud to stump for the Energizer Bunny. Finally, I have a man in my life with some rhythm.
I know one thing that will never haunt Raquel, the Energizer Bunny, because it will never die. So it can't be a ghost to haunt Raquel.
Just trying to. I hope the Energizer Bunny's ghost haunts you for the rest of your life.
But unfortunately, it never will, because it's still banging a drum somewhere.
Worst ghost ever. Just ding, 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 ding.
Grim Reaper's just waiting, like, I need you in hell. Come on, wrap this up. So Raquel is like, Raquel comes back. It's actually not as dramatic.
It's literally the worst walk-off I've ever seen. Okay. She just walks off and she's like, can I have some water? And they give her some and she goes, okay, thanks. And then walks back to the set.
So she's back and he's like, Sandoval, after the beach, you and Schwartz and Raquel went to your house and did some drinking in the jacuzzi. The next morning, you lied about Raquel spending the night. Did you have sex with Raquel that night? And Sandoval's like, absolutely not. Dude, look at my eyes. Absolutely not.
And so, my Gloria Swanson eyes. Certainly, absolutely. Hold on, let me say this after the longest pause known to man.
It's like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three.
Absolutely not, Andy.
So he's like, Schwartz, you co-signed a lot of stupid things this season. And she's like, what? What did I do? I didn't co-sign anything. I don't even know how to sign things. I mean, what? Why would I be on a sign with somebody? Was I cute on the sign? Was I sexy? I think of myself as a sexy person on signs. But God, last time I saw myself on a sign, sure wasn't sexy. Anybody have any opinions?
Oh, I never was good at trigonometry, so I really can't cosine anything. Sorry for going on the tangent. Oh.
Well, you said she passed out on the couch. So what are you an innocent bystander to? That's what I want to know.
And Schwartz is like, well, I can tell you this. In the hot tub, there was no hanky-panky.
How dare you bring my children into this trash?
They are good swans and upstanding citizens that never cheated on each other.
So Sandoval's like, I would never, ever, ever hook up with Raquel in the home that I share with Ariana. That would just be the most disrespectful thing of all time. I would never do that. Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, we all believe that. Even fucking Lisa Vanderpump didn't believe it. Where's the part where we have Ken? I'm waiting for the part where Ken comes in, because that was my favorite part.
I don't believe you just said that. It was very obvious. Her panties were at the bottom of the hot tub.
What, Ken? How did you find out about that?
Arizona was out of town. Tom Sandoval brought Raquel home. And they also went into the hot tub at the house when Ariana wasn't even there. All right, goodbye, darling. Oh, yeah, don't you know?
Ken, the truth bomber. The truth bomb rumba. So,
the truth rumba.
Yeah, so Andy's like, well, obviously everyone had huge reactions to this and rallied around Ariana. Do you think all their support was authentic, or were they there just for the likes? Kind of a leading question, but just giving you a softball, Sandoval, to get yourself into another, dig yourself into another hole. Sandoval's like, well, I appreciate everyone being behind Ariana and giving her the support. Like, she deserves it. It was heartbreaking to have friends that I would say were, like, mutual to, like, me and Ariana. Like, they didn't even send me a text. They didn't even try to send me a text. All day long, I was just looking for those three little dots just to see them for 1 second, and people weren't even giving me those. It's awful.
I didn't even get an almost it's being composed right now text. And they went straight to social media to create funny memes about us.
And Ariana's like, what did you think was going to happen? That people were going to be your friend, Tom? And he's like, well, a text would have been nice.
My God, I'm the hurt one here. People found out I was having an affair. Do you know how hurtful that is to me?
She was like, no one texts you or messages you or wants to see you, okay? James like, no one likes you anymore. Stupid poop face. No one likes peep and no one likes you. That makes you peep. Stupid. So Schwartz is like, can we all talk about the juxtaposition that we talked about at possibly one of the worst moments of your life, that at the same time, the entire nation was rallying behind you? The implication is that when I said I was at one of the worst moments of my life, my wife just divorced me and no one supported me. Does anyone want to address that at all? Anyone?
Yeah, Schwartz is such a fucking idiot for this. What is he doing? It's like, oh, yeah, Ariana, at least people were nice to you. Look at poor Tom. Everybody's mean to him at the worst moment in his life. Tom is the one who created the worst moment in his life, okay? Tom did this.
Yeah,
it wasn't a worst moment because he hurt anybody. It was a worst moment because he got caught. Why are you still stumping for this person, you fucking idiot? Because of
Idiot.
So he's like, yeah, the whole world rallied around you. And so James is like, cool, Schwartz. Cool point. Great point. And so then Ariana's like, okay, if you really want me to answer that question, it has kept me going. So she cries and she's like, you know, all these people, like my friends and family have been there, and even strangers on the street have been there for me, you know. And she's like, and that's what's kept me going. And I had a week and a half where I didn't eat. You know, I lost 8 pounds, and thankfully, HelloFresh showed up with a healthy, delicious meal, you know. But she's talking about how, you know, she had to have, like, this was devastating, you know. Like, so to act like, oh, wow, well, you got a lot of People magazine covers off of it, so what are you fucking crying about? Go fuck yourself, right. Schwartz, jackass.
Yeah, she's like, I don't have to be a person in a relationship who's never made a mistake to know that I'm absolutely... no one, like, no level does I deserve this. And Raquel's like, you don't. And Ariana's like, well, don't fucking say you don't deserve it. You're still fucking doing it, you fucking disgusting cut fitness. You're gross. You're gross. This is gross. When is it going to end? When is it going to click with you? When is it going to click that this is gross?
And by the way, while she's crying and she's doing this monologue about all the pain that she went through and having, like, you know, like a real moment, Tom Sandoval is trying to cry harder than her and he can't. He's like, ugh!
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a cry off. See who gets more texts now.
It's like, oh my God, could you just listen to a TikTok clip of yourself singing? That'll do it. Works in my house.
Ariana's like, it's an abomination, abort. It's fucking awful. But if it wasn't for everyone who was around me, that's what kept me going. And Kitty's like, and your life is getting better by the minute. We have a sandwich shop coming down. And she's like, yeah. And theirs is going down the gutter. That's karma.
And James is like, yeah, and by the way, when you call Allie your replacement, she's clearly an upgrade, okay? And I was like, okay, James, right. Just can Ariana right. Have her time. You know what I mean?
I know,
pass
exactly.
Pass the fucking talking stick, dude. Pass the talking straw. Yeah. So Ariana just laughs, and Ariana goes, yeah, you're the downgrade, babe. So then Andy's like, well, since news of your affair lit up the internet, a lot of rumors came. Last Halloween, Sandoval, you dressed as Raquel. And Ariana's like, yeah, and I helped him do it. Wasn't that fun? That was great.
Yeah. And Sandoval's like, well, you never, like, oh, I'm sorry, Andy's like, so you never thought, like, hey, this is pretty brazen. It's kind of like leading the witness. And I really wanted to hear the answer to that, but Lisa's like, wait a second. You slept with Raquel? You went as Raquel after you slept together? That's just so bizarre. That's like having a bar top and not putting a giant planter on it. Why would you do that? Why would you do any of it? But why would you do that?
You know, it's just crazy to me that you would dress like her after you... You know, I remember on my third date with Ken, I said, listen, now that we've slept together, I'm telling you this much. I'll never dress like you again. I'm putting my ironed Rod Stewart square wig in a suitcase and I'm never taking it out again, mister.
I was like, that's weird. What's with your timelines? What's with your weird morality on when people can dress like each other or not? You're on the wrong side again. So Ariana's like, yeah, it's demented. And she's like, it's just so bizarre. I mean, let me think of the timeline. Did this happen before or after Las Vegas got its most glamorous restaurant, Vanderpump Alley?
Was that before or after Wolfgang Puck and all the other restaurateurs just closed up shop because they could no longer compete with the most gorgeous restaurant in all of the land? In Vegas.
Was this before or after beautiful lamps being imprisoned by metal?
Was this before or after a certain restaurant in the Paris casino innovated the restaurant industry with putting bird cages on tables while people are trying to eat?
So Ariana's like, yeah, demented. And she's like, bizarre. And James goes, because he's a fucking creeper. That's why. And Katie's like, yeah, it's also a dick move to me because I called her a fangirl because she was wearing that sweatshirt following him around. So I called her a fangirl and then I caught fire on social media. And so they were like doing a dick thing. I was like, you were being the dick though. And they're like, you're not the victim in this, Katie, okay? You're actually kind of the hero in this in a weird way. So Ariana's like, yeah, and we wore matching sweaters that night and Tom got to have his two girlfriends in the front row. And then they did them the disservice of giving them the summer house arrow dings. I was like, don't bring Vanderpump Rules down to summer house. Summer house is the secondary show. You don't bring ding with Ariana pointers.
Well, you know who was really upset they didn't have a sweater in that front row was Andy, because he was in there too, and he didn't even get an arrow. So Andy's like, okay, moving on. Raquel, we saw you buy the lightning bolt necklace that matches Sandoval's. Does that necklace have the meaning that we all think it does? And she's like, yeah, it does, actually. It was, you know, it was significant to, like, who we became in my life, a purveyor of cheap jewelry, you know? And I know that's, like, not what anyone wants to hear, but, like, our relationship was like lightning and bolts. And Lisa Vanderpump was like, I don't understand. This. I mean, you knew it was on camera. It's so provocative, okay? It's called Sexy Unique Restaurant, not Sexy Provocative Restaurant, okay? And you had that same conversation with Ariana. It's as if you were acting out some sort of weird charade. It's almost like in your mind, you are in some pageant where you are acting a part.
Competing with other women.
And James goes, well, she isn't going to win this one either, Lisa. She doesn't win pageants. It's like, oh my God, that is
it's kind of funny.
Funny. So Raquel, first of all, this is so fucked up, okay? But don't you think at this point that Raquel is just wanting somebody to catch her? I mean, she's as we find out later with the big bombshell, this has been going on forever. And she's like, how long is this going to go on? Where he's just going to keep telling me he can't break up with Ariana because she's depressed. He can't break up with Ariana because of this. Well, we find out later from Tom's own interviews with Howie that he didn't break up because they're a brand. And that's why they were staying together. And he didn't want to lose the brand of Tom and Ariana. Which, first of all, what a douchey, idiotic thing to say. But he didn't want to lose the brand of it all. So at this point, don't you think Raquel's just thinking, okay, well, so they're staying together because they're a brand and this is bullshit. Like, I'm literally going to follow him around wearing lightning bolts, and then I'm going to buy a lightning bolt necklace that matches his. Surely somebody's going to call us out and she's going to break up with Tom. Surely.
Yeah. So Lisa's like, but how did you feel when you looked her in the eyes, this person who had loved you and defended you for so long? I mean, to me, that is the most mind-boggling, gob-smacking, astounding, jolly-waggering, peanut-buttery, smack-a-buky, wind-flappering, flippity-flabbity, piece of flimsy-flumsy, pippity-poppity, goopity-flummity-flummity,
hellabaloonery, haberdashery, hobber-scotchery, bimity-boobity-boppity-dopity-papity-dapity. Bullocks!
Bippity-boppity-boo I've ever seen.
And James is like, thank you for finally getting that out. And Sandoval's like,
yeah, I mean, look, neither one of us really had time to process this, okay? Like, we made a mistake, we tried to rectify it and pretend it didn't happen, so that's what we were trying to do, bro. We're just trying to move on, but, like, fun Halloween costumes and lightning bolts.
And Ariana's face just like, like, all the, she's doing all the emojis. He's like, look, we made a mistake. We tried to act like it didn't happen. We didn't want to hurt anybody. So that's what we both tried to do. And Andy's like, oh, and by the way, Ariana, what about your eggs? And she's like, they're just frozen, not fertilized. Thank God. Don't want that DNA mixed with mine. And Lisa's like, same.
I know. Those eggs are like hiding somewhere. They're like hiding behind a bush somewhere, you know, waiting for the coast to clear.
Those eggs were like the toys at the end of Toy Story 3. They were like all holding hands, like, I guess this is it, guys. We're getting the Sandoval DNA. And then, like, luckily they were saved.
Andy asks if Sandoval's been with anyone since Raquel. And he's like, no. Yeah, right. You're traveling around the fucking country with your stupid fucking band and people are throwing themselves at you and you're not fucking half of them. Give me a fucking break. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. Yeah. And Katie's like, well, what about the girl in the bar? And Ariana goes, yeah, well, and he's like, I didn't sleep with anyone, Katie. Like, he starts yelling. They start yelling at each other. But then Ariana says, oh, you know, I can tell you who he did sleep with after Raquel. Me. And then Tom goes,
yeah, and she kept her t-shirt on. It was really hot.
Everyone's like, oh my God, you're such a fucking dick. Oh my God,
are you fucking kidding me?
So after all this, like, oh, I'm so sad, he then is basically just like shaming her.
And that's the point where it's like, okay, all of these moments during this reunion that I've been like, guys, maybe you're being a little too harsh. I mean, telling someone they're like, you know, nothing, that they're worthless. Guys, come on. Maybe we shouldn't stoop that low. No, at this point, get the fucking pitchforks out. What the fuck is this guy thinking? Stone him. Stone him.
Now, I have just gotten massively distracted because my parents are here visiting this week. And while we were recording this, I'm in my like little office area. My parents are watching TV and they're playing the TV very loudly. And they've just been watching like CNN and news and things like that. And I hear in the other room, I heard the ding dong of the Watch What Happens Live promo of like, guess who's behind? Guess who's on the stair? I was like, oh my God, are my parents watching Bravo? They're trying to support right now. And I heard like, we're back with the reunion. And I was like, oh my God, my parents are watching the Vanderpump Rules reunion right now. This can't happen. This can't happen. This can't happen. No, 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 no. We got to stop this.
Save them. Save them. That's funny. I want to see your parents' reaction to the Vanderpump Rules reunion. Bring them on. Get them in here.
I will, you know what? Maybe they're going to be coming to the show in San Diego, by the way.
No, the show's not on camera. Get them in here right now and say, hey, Dad,
they just turned it on. So they need to watch it a little bit.
They need to marinate in the drama.
Yeah.
We're past the... Okay, so Sandoval just says this really fucking disgusting thing. And so they start yelling at him. Lala's like, you're a dick. And James is like, disgusting. What the fuck is that? And Schwartz goes, oh my God, Sandoval, don't say that. And Sandoval's like, sorry, dude, I'm sorry. And so now Schwartz buries his face in his hands. Like, he's just like, finally realizing so he's on the wrong team, you know?
This was not unlike the season finale of Succession, or the series finale. It was not unlike that. Schwartz with his head in his hands.
This was that character staring into the Hudson River, you know?
He just works... We worked so hard. Everything was going so well. Everything, we were all together, man.
Yeah. So then we get into Raquel versus Rachel, which I thought was an interesting line of questioning. So Andy's like, Raquel, people started calling you Rachel after this whole thing happened because you changed your name to Raquel when you were how old? Raquel. It's kind of fitting, actually, with like your intelligence level, etc. She's like, when I was in the first grade, because there was two other Rachels. And Ariana goes, yeah, and she wanted to feel special. She goes, yeah. She goes, but you're not. You're not special. I was like,
So
I almost cringed, and then I remembered 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. And I also was like, just wait 5 seconds also.
My
just
butthole unclenched immediately.
Yeah. I remembered 5 seconds ago, and I also remembered that if I wait 5 seconds, that like, in this will be okay.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Raquel's like, yeah, she's like, so my family calls me Rachel and my friends call me Raquel. And Ariana's like, well, you don't have any more of those. So Rachel it is. You're in my family now? Oh my God, I knew we were like sisters. Ariana's like, it's really hard to burn this girl. She doesn't follow it along.
Yeah. So Lala's like, Raquel goes, yeah, well, when someone says your name besides the name that you request to be called, that's disrespect. And Lala should know how that feels. And Lala goes, no, it's not, because Lala's a nickname, you moron. It's not a name that I changed.
Raquel is a nickname. And Lala's like, you changed your whole fucking name. Raquel's like, I didn't change my name legally. She's like, when you said that, do you mean you didn't legally change your name, or you didn't change your name to the word legally? I didn't change my name to legally. Can't you follow along with me? Oh, you're such a fucking moron.
I know, they can't even fight with her because she just keeps going. She's like, Raquel is a nickname for Rachel. It's very common, okay? So Andy's like, did your parents know Sandoval about this whole thing? And he's like, yeah, my mom knew. She was, you know, surprised. She was like, this isn't good. And I'm like, I know, Mom.
She's like, no, I was talking about the appetizers at your new restaurant. Not good, honey. Not
good. I was eating the lobster corn dog. I'm sorry. Who are you fucking?
It was a lot in my mouth. I couldn't really focus on this. How's Ariana, by the way?
This cost me $500,000. This is shit. This is some Costco lobster. Okay.
So, I was like, was she disappointed? And Sandoval was like, she was like, this is not good. Yeah. Like I literally just said. And then he's like, well, so did you spend Christmas in St. Louis together? And Sandoval's like, no. Absolutely not. He's like, okay. And has your family met Raquel? And he's like, yeah, like when they've been out here to Los Angeles for like openings of restaurants and stuff, you know?
Well, what do they think of her? And Ariana goes, that she's a whore. And Sandoval's like, yeah, they think she's a whore. She goes, well, they should. All right, welcome back. That was fun. Okay, I want to talk some more about something we haven't talked about yet. Sandoval and Raquel's affair. So how did it go from a one night to a full relationship?
And Sandoval gives a big long,
it just, you know, emotion, it got the best of me, Andy.
You know, it's like that old song, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, got me in the jam again. What can I say? So he says that they became a relationship in January, and Schwartz is like, yeah, well, that's when you said you were in the L-O-V word or L-O-V-E word. You know what I'm trying to say. And he's like, okay, be quiet.
He goes, the L word, you know, L-O-V-E.
Thank you, Schwartz.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing Scrabble with us today.
So Andy asked Raquel where she sees themselves in a year. And she's like, it's too soon to say, Andy. And James goes, I know what they're going to be. They're going to be in a poop house. A poop house made of dog shit. That's where they're going to be.
All right. All right. That's enough, James. Poo-poo. You can settle down.
House made of poo-poo. You're going to be in a poo-poo caca house. Fat man is going to eat too much and make poo-poo, and you're going to go live inside of it. Fat man poo-poo house.
Dude, I would actually kind of like to see that. And the James just keeps on going. He's like, poo-poo head, both of you. Poo-poo heads. Poo-poo. Poo-poo heads. If I went to a Chinese restaurant, I'd order the Tom and Tom platter, or as I would call it, poo-poo platter. There we go.
Oh, stop, James. So Sandoval's like, look, we're both in, like, vulnerable situations. And Ariana just looks like, are you fucking kidding? You were in a vulnerable situation. Because he's still trying to put this narrative out that he was just an emotionally abused, you know, poor Tom.
Yeah, poor Tom.
So he's like, yeah, we were both in vulnerable situations. And it's hard to know if these feelings are real or not, you know? We needed to take time to reflect.
And Lisa's like, oh, did you hear that, Raquel? You dense little girl. Must be difficult to hear those words, that it's hard to know if the feelings are real or not when you've both just said you're in love. Do you understand my logic, Raquel? I can see through your eyes. You have no idea what I'm saying, do you?
She's like, I think he means when it first happened. And she's like, but isn't that now? Didn't you say it just started happening?
And Ariana's like, oh, don't worry. He gave her all the answers ahead of time. And she's like, I'm just trying to, like, let you guys know and fill you in if you want to know. Like, we were trying to figure out if it was, like, superficial or if it was real.
Yeah. And Raquel's like, and Lisa's like, but what if it was superficial? What if it was just exciting and superficial? That came at great expense. Much like the Vanderpump Elaine collection, not available for cheap. It is expensive and luxurious. And Raquel's like, I admit that, and I'm sorry, Ariana. And Ariana's like, I don't accept. And I don't believe you for one fucking second. And Raquel's like, I understand. My credibility is shot.
Itchy ankle, itchy ankle, itchy ankle, itchy ankle, itchy ankle. Listen, I hate the girl as much as anybody else, but can somebody get her some cortisol? I mean, what the hell's going on with your ankle? I've never seen an ankle twitch like this. It's weird. So Vanderpump's like, oh, well, Schwartz, and what did you tell him about this? You knew about this, Schwartz. Did you tell him it's nuclear? And he's like, I said to tell Ariana, because otherwise it's going to hurt our lobster corn dog sales, you know? I mean, it's going to be nuclear, you know, like a nuclear war. What if Russia attacked us with zero sales of corn dogs? What would we do? And Ariana's like, I'm glad it went nuclear. And Raquel's like, yeah, well, I'm mad because I made Lala right about all her accusations. And she goes, yeah, I love it. I'm glad you're out of that relationship. I'm glad I got it right.
Okay, all right, this is getting a little too, okay. All right, Lala, how did you get your black eye? Oh no, Andy, you've gone back to Salt Lake City. Someone get him out of that reunion, please.
Lala's like, yeah, I'm glad she's out because I love Ariana dearly. And Sandoval goes, oh, you don't love her dearly, Lala. She goes, I do love her dearly. I love her so dearly I ate her cookies in your cars.
Yes. So basically, Lala, I mean, Raquel's time is ending. So they're like, any last words? Any last words? And because Raquel keeps on saying, you know, I'm just, like, really sorry to the people I've hurt through the process. And then we go back to the trailer, and Brock's like, just name the people. Why can't she name the people? And Sheena's like, yeah, where's my apology?
Sheena. So, you're not there. She has a restraining order because you hit her with your non-fist, Sheena. Okay? Yeah. Your fistless fist. Okay?
So Raquel is basically, like, she's like, well, I'm learning that this is a learning process, and I'm learning through the process that you can learn things, and I want to be a better friend to people who are in my life. And Ariana's like, all two of them. She's like, yeah, and I suddenly realize now that I've aged out of pageants, that my actions affect people. So there we have it.
You dumbass, you're a waiter. How do you not understand that your actions affect other people? You fuck up one thing at that squirrel, nobody gets fed. Don't try and give me this line of bullshit. Raquel's that person who comes to your table and doesn't write anything down, and then your dad goes, "Are you sure you're not going to write this down?" That's like, dads hate that, you know? And then she's like, "No, I'll remember it." And then she just brings you all the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So Annie's like, "Okay, let's leave it right there, and we're going to come back with some final thoughts." Funny to say that these people have actual thoughts from the group. So everyone gets up, and Ariana's like, "Yeah, go skedaddle."
Lisa Vanderpump is literally like, she stands up and she's like, "Double, double, doogie, doggle." She just starts like kind of stumbling off unsteady.
Yeah.
So then Raquel pulls Tom backstage and she's like, "Come over here while I take off my Linfinity dress and turn it into jogging pants." And he's like, "Okay." So she's like, "Oh my God, Kiss, you have stuff on your face. That was really brutal, right?" And she's smiling like she just did the greatest. She just had the greatest time. So the oddest,
I know.
She's got the oddest behavior.
She really does. And Raquel's like, "You know, it's hard to like admit to like everyone and everything, like when everything's like laid out in front of you, like everything we've done and like how we've hurt so many people. And it's like really hard to accept that. And I'm like seeing the person I've become. And this like isn't who I want to be. I want to have my long hair back again. This bob just isn't doing it for me anymore. Okay. This is not who I want to be.
I don't want to be a person who hurts other people with their bob, you know?" And there's like no tears, but she's trying to cry. And Sandoval's like, "I know, that really sucks." Yeah. And it's like really hard for all these people to think of like we're the most evilest people ever. It's like, oh my God, this cast is like one of the dumbest fucking casts on TV.
I know. Can't.
The most evilest. Like, I mean, how do we not lie? I mean, like, Lala and James, guys, come on, bro. Lala and James are going to say bad things about me. Yeah, that's what level you've taken yourself down to, okay?
Yeah.
You idiot. You did this to you.
And then Raquel's like, "And his comment about Ali being an upgrade got me, because, like, she is at this point, actually. Ha 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 ha
ha ha." These two are fucking crazy.
So Sandoval's
like, "Yeah, now they're all friends. We'll see how long that lasts." She goes, "Well, now they have a common enemy." And then they both start cracking up more. Like,
ha ha ha. And weird. Sandoval does the thing that people only do in 80s movies when things get tough, which is that he puts himself up against the wall and he's like, "Man." No one ever does that in real life, but he does it. So then Raquel's like, yeah, common enemy, what you just said. I guess these are the consequences. I just learned about that. So then Jeremiah comes in and he's like, "Hi, Raquel. So guess what? We have a car here and it's going to drive you off a cliff in Malibu. So any last words? Okay, you got to go."
"Sorry, I have my papa."
Ronda was having
a papa. I have my la papa.
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico, la la papa.
Topo Chico.
So she leaves, and Lala on stage, it's just still back, you know, still off camera chatter, but she's like, "So Ariana, can I ask you something? There was an emotional affair. So if he said, 'I'm feeling a certain way towards Raquel,' what would you do?" And she's like, "I would say, here's your two options. We're done. Or you never fucking see her again. And that's it." She goes, "Yeah, but like, would you be as upset as you were, like the way that she found out now, as if she had just told you?"
And she goes, "Eventually, no, but like, you don't go for friends. That's what I'm saying." So then,
yeah, but you know what I do go for? Subway footlongs, which are on sale for the rest of the week. Ding! So Raquel drives off, and Andy brings us back. We're back! We are back!
Hi! So Andy's like, "Well, we are back with the season 3 reunion of Potomac. Whoa, where am I right now? I'm so confused."
"We're still doing the restraining order do-si-do. So Bethany Frankel is back. Bethany, are you mad that Sonya tried to start a liquor brand called Slurry Girl?"
when you've already got skinny girl or slutty girl, whatever the hell it was. Is Sonya even still here? Who is Sonya?
Darling, God. Send Andy back to Sag Harbor so we can get his head straight. This is awful.
So he's like, so Sheena, you just watched Raquel talk. Like, what did you think? And Sheena's, sociopath, like not even one tear. Do you know how many tears I shed? Like, I could barely even eat my Sun Chips because they would get soggy before they would even hit my mouth.
I was crying so hard, mostly because I discovered that Sun Chips Southwest flavor are the best. Thank you. Sun Chip.
You know what my favorite part about Sun Chips are? They're corners. So Andy was like...
Of course. Okay. Of course, the only chip she'll eat has a corner.
Four corners. So it's also like my favorite state formation. So Andy's like, all right, final thoughts for crying out loud. I'm about to have a mental breakdown. And Sheena, okay, everyone, after this very intense reunion, we're going to ask some stupid questions. Sheena, do you think you and Brock will have a second baby? At least he's like, oh, you have to. You absolutely have to have another adorable little koala bear with that Australian. Do it, Sheena. Do it, do it, do it.
And Sheena's like, no, not soon. Not anytime soon. I was like, okay, that was anticlimactic. So, James, are you doing any more festivals? And he's like,
well, you know, I've got a couple of festivals looking at me at the moment. So we'll see where that works out. Mm.
I believe we'll be doing, Little Birdie told me that I might be headlining the ShopRite Festival of Savings coming this summer. So keep an eye for me in aisle 7.
So, Katie, are you going to find someone? Oh, no, before Katie, sorry, Katie. Schwartz, do you think you're going to ever get married? I mean, usually people don't get Bob Balaban glasses until they've given up. So where are you?
And he's like, well, I think there's probably like a 5% chance of me getting married ever again. But I think that I'll fall in love many times, Andy. But, you know, I don't know that I'm really ever going to be married again. I mean, do I look hot when I'm married? Because, like, when I was married, I thought I was really hot. But, God, looking back on it, I don't think I was as hot as I thought. Anybody? I'm just a boy.
Oh, wow. That was more depressing than it really should have been. Oh, God, I'm just going to cry internally for a second. And I'm back. Okay, Katie, do you want to be a mother someday?
She's like, no. She's like, I didn't really care about being a mother. I just want to start a family. And I'll just be like a cool aunt that's off in the country with a hot young guy. Like, I don't know, Weird Al Chalamet or something. You know, a different one every month. Just like Weird Al's music. New parodies never can end.
That was a weird answer, right? I never really wished to be a mother anyway. I just wanted to start a family with someone. That's weird.
Well, I think she meant like she wasn't, the baby was less important than the idea of like meeting someone that she liked and then they can start something from there.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think if you're going to be a mother, well, I guess that's not true. I guess you don't have to want to be a mother to be a good mother. Right.
Yeah, oh, well, that's a stupid line of thinking. You don't even have to have a baby to have a family. How about that?
Yeah, who knows if my mom even wanted to be a mother, but I'm sure she's glad now.
Lisa goes, sounds like a lot of work. I'm like, Lisa, don't shit on Katie's banging hot guys in a cottage dream. This is one of the most sensible things she's ever said.
Yeah, Katie learned from Tom that most men are pieces of shit, and she's going to go enjoy her fucking life. And if she finds it, she finds it. Good for her. You know, I don't even like the girl, but I say good for her. Go fuck everybody in France or wherever you're going to go, you know? So then Andy's like, Sandoval, how are you going to move forward with this group? I don't know that there's an answer for that. And he's just like, oh. And starts crying for real.
Yeah.
Because he realized he's just fucked his whole career. Like, you don't have a cover band without a TV show, and you don't have a restaurant or two without a TV show. Like, it's all gone now, stupid.
Yeah.
And you spent all your money and your mom's. So.
And he's like, I understand what I did was very fucked up, but like, understand, I'm human too, and like, I make mistakes, and like, I made a terrible mistake, and I hurt someone I've never loved more in my entire life. And it cuts to Ariana, and she's just going, like, I thought this could be the thing where she starts to cry also, because like, you know, they had something, but she's like, fuck this guy, just rolling her eyes so over him and his bullshit.
She does have a moment where she looks like it might be that, because he's, like, really sobbing now, right? And so he's like, Ariana, I know you hate me, and it's okay, it's okay, but I want you to know I will always love you, and guys, I will always cheer you on from afar. And, like, real tears, and Andy's like, and it, they cut to Ariana's face, and she's just kind of looking at him, but I was like, wow, there's not even disdain. Is she thinking, like, wow, these are real tears? Like, finally, something is coming out. I thought, like, maybe there was a glimmer of something where she was like, oh, my God, he's finally getting it now. Yeah. And then he goes, so, Ariana.
Final thoughts,
and
Ariana?
She's like, yeah, I'm really grateful for Sheena, Lala, James, Katie, Lisa, and you, Andy, for being there for me today in the last 3 weeks. And I will not forgive him, and I will not be cheering him on from afar. So, no.
That was great. So good. And he's like, okay, well, Lisa, in 10 seasons of emotion and fighting, this is a new one. Where do you think the gang goes from here? And she's like, okay, let me stick this landing. I think I know how to do it. Okay, well, right now it's far too much to process, but I hope that some of us can find forgiveness and compassion. I was like, no, Lisa, they don't want to hear that. Don't do that. Ariana gives her face like, WTF? WTF. Did my left eye turn into a W, my right eye turn into a T, and my mouth turn into an F? Because that's what my TikTok filter says right now.
Well, Lisa Vanderpump, like, literally doesn't care. I mean, all of this, she's just like, another day at work with all of these young idiots. I was like, all right, is it time to, all right, wheel me out there, wheel me, put me on the pendulum of the clock. And then sweet Nicolaine! And then she just lands in the center and she's like, here's what we need. Compassion. Forgiveness. Can't we all love each other the way that I love you? Are we done here? I'm on military clock. Is it right at this point of the day?
And my school back. So then, so they basically wrap it up. And then in a classically cruel Bravo move, Andy's like, wait, everyone! Time for a group photo. Everyone stand here and smile like you had the best 7 hours of your life right now. They all have to stand there and smile together like they're one big happy family. Oh, it was so cruel.
It's like, gather in. And James walks off going, these are the best days of our lives. Wiki, wiki, wiki. And Sheena's like, that was the most somber ending we've ever had. Sun trip. So everybody packs up their stuff and they're leaving. They're all saying bye. And Ariana is back in her, like, yellow jumpsuit that's like, boys are dumb, girls rule, boys drool, or whatever. And so then it says, 6 days later, Raquel sat down for her final interview with a vampire. And so Andy's like,
all right, Lestat, so why did you get mad at Ramona Singer?
She's like, Andy, you really need to take a break.
No, just one more interview.
Patrick, the producer, is like, done. I got it from here, Andy. You go rest yourself. Okay. Hey, Raquel, you seem like you're in a lot of pain. Why is that? And she's like, I think it's important to me for me to tell the truth. And I think that I've been lying. You think you've been lying? By the way, I think you should know if you're lying. I think I've been lying and been so deceitful this entire time. And I don't want to lie anymore. And it's all out there anyway. The worst is out. Yet I'm still finding myself having to lie about specific timeline things.
This lady. Okay, so then we see the clip of Sandoval going, we only had sex one time, and Lala saying, it doesn't matter how many times it was, if it was one or 100. And I'm saying, yeah, it does, Lala. And then it cuts back to Jeremiah, I assume, saying, but you did maintain some untruths at the reunion, didn't you? Why would you do that? She's like, because... he feels like it would be less hurtful to say this wasn't going on for so long. So at what point was it a regular thing? Like while we were filming? She's like, the second time was actually in Mexico. Like I was like, we can't see each other. This isn't going to be a thing. But then like that first night in Cancun, he was like really drunk. And then he was trying to find his room. And I heard him in the hallway being like, donde está mi cuarto? And I was like, I have a quarter. And then he came in and we banged. And oh my God, it was crazy. I'm so in love. I'm going to have I was like, where's the pregnant? Where's the I'm pregnant? Where's the, I don't know, we robbed a bank together. I need something more. This is your bombshell that you were fucking the whole time? We knew this. You disappeared for 3 hours during the wedding together. We so the know producer's that you were fucking, like, I need more. Murder.
The producer's
I need
a murder. Like, yes. The producer's like, so did you guys have, like sex multiple times in Mexico? And Raquel's like, yeah. So it's regular ongoing thing with you two? She's like, yeah. And I don't remember how often it would happen, but it definitely picked up speed more like after we wrapped filming and like, yeah, he met my mom and like she was aware of the situation and like that was LA.
No, he's met her mom, she said.
Oh, yeah. And so that's what I meant to say. And then the producer is like, so did you ever go to St. Louis? And they show a photo of her and Tom in St. Louis in December from Instagram. And she's like, I don't recall ever going to St. Louis.
What are you doing?
There's an arch there. There's an oversized arch there. You would remember St. Louis.
They're like sliding down the arch in St. Louis, like together holding hands. It's like, what? I don't recall. What's your point, Raquel? Why are you bringing back? Why are you bringing everybody back here 6 days later in the same goddamn dress you were in a couple of weeks ago to confess all this new stuff if you're still going to sit here and lie?
And why is St. Louis the thing that you're going to still be secretive about? Why that? So the producer's like, I mean, even you telling me with your face, like in your actions, like I'm reading it all over you. And she's like, I have a really bad poker face. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, you're supposed to say ochre face. Oh, sorry. So
he's like, just say it. You can say it, Raquel. And she's like, it freaking happened, okay? And I definitely felt guilty. A huge part of me wanted to tell her. Like, it ate me alive not to tell her. I mean, I even suggested, like, what would Ariana think of having me as an addition? And he was like, no, she wouldn't be into that. And she's smiling and shrugging like she's in a rom-com.
Like, I could be in a throuple.
And he goes, so a throuple? And she's like, yeah, because like Ariana is a person I love. And then also like I'm in love with Sandoval. So like it didn't seem that far-fetched of an idea to me, but it was not something in question.
He's going to kill me. Oh, man, I just hate lying so much. And the producer's just like, okay, so what happened the night you guys went to the jacuzzi? Did you guys hook up that night? The night that Tom Short said you didn't?
I can't believe that Raquel was over at Sandoval's last night while Ariana was out of town. And I can't believe that they were also in the hot tub together.
Raquel's like, no, I definitely did not hook up. And the producer's like, are you lying? No, you look different. Okay, well, he asked me not to disclose this information, especially now with, like, being so isolated. I feel like Tom is my one person that I do have, and if I just, like, went and betrayed him, then I really would have nobody.
But that's what you're doing. What are you doing? I mean, I don't understand her. Does she think they're not recording? Are they telling her, like, okay, just tell us. We won't record it. I mean, what's going on? Because she's acting like she thinks they're not recording. I mean, what the fuck, dude? So he's like, well, you already came clean. So listen, you ripped the Band-Aid off. What's one more detail? You know, I mean, you rip a Band-Aid off. What happens? You just bleed more. Who cares? Just keep ripping them off, okay? You've got stitches. Rip them off. And she's like, she starts crying, but not really. And she's like, it's the one story we agreed on getting straight. And I know that that's the reason why Tom wanted to lie about it. Because, like, it's a really bad look to hook up with someone's boyfriend in their own house when they've gone out of... Ow, my ankle. Something keeps biting my ankle. Do you see it? I'm like, no. I swear there's something biting my ankle.
It's Ghost Charlotte, you dumb hooker. The curse has worked.
Yeah, she's like, it's such a bad look to hook up with someone's boyfriend in their own house when they've gone out, especially for like a funeral of all things. So like, I don't know if this is like fucking kills my soul. Like, I'm just like, I'm so sick of lying. I hate it. I hate being deceitful. It's horrible. And I've never been to St. Louis. I hate lying.
God, what a wackadoo. And it just ends, the final thing on the screen says, Raquel sighs deeply and sobs. I was like, can you please at least end with a, and blows a raspberry. Like, what the fuck was that? This was the bombshell? We knew that they fucked in that hot tub. Okay, we all knew it. And Jeremiah, by the way, where's the follow-up question? Where was Schwartz? Was Schwartz in the hot tub? Was Schwartz fucking with you? Was that a threesome? What the hell? I need more. There are more questions to be asked, sir. Jeremiah, get your ass back and behind that camera, okay? We've still got 6 hours left of this.
Well, until then, that's the end of Vanderpump Rules. What a feisty season. Looking forward to not having to do these two-hour recaps in the middle of the night anymore. I have to say, they've kind of drained my soul. But I am looking forward
really,
to doing
I feel
great. The secret. I am looking forward to doing Secrets Revealed in Columbus because that will be very fun, and it'll be one last adios to a crazy, crazy season. I'm so glad we all went through it together. Wow, what a crazy few months! But
that was a lot. Yeah, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We love you guys. Go find all our links on watchwhatcrappens.com. Tickets for the live shows this week. We'll see you soon, San Diego. If you want this video right now, go to Patreon, etc. You know the drill, guys. I've said it a million times tonight. But the truth is, we love you very much, and we're glad you're here, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.